Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Profound Youth. I am your host for today. My name is Raquel, and today we have a special episode with two amazing young ladies, and the topic for today is purpose and calling. Those are two things that many of us are searching for, especially during our teenage years. So before we dive in, I would like to ask Peyton to pray us in.
Heavenly Father, thank you for a wonderful day that we've had today. Thank you for letting us gather here to share this message. I ask that you touch anyone who's watching this in the audience and that you talk to us during this. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today we are going to dive in into two unique perspectives on finding purpose in Christ. And so we have Peyton. Peyton, would you like to introduce yourself and just let us know what you're passionate about and maybe your career of choice?
Hi, my name is Peyton. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm passionate about working with kids and following, like, sharing the word of Jesus. And I believe that God calls us to make a difference.
Amen. Gianna, could you like to introduce yourself to our audience or our viewers? And just say what you're passionate about and also what your career of choice is.
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Gianna. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I play volleyball. I run track, and I like singing, and I like being a mentor for children's ministry for the 2 to 4-year-olds at church. And I'm a nurse practitioner in the making, and I'm excited to talk about purpose today.
That's amazing. So let's jump right in. First off, I think it's important for us to define what we mean by purpose and calling. Gianna, can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think purpose is about understanding why we're here, like what God wants us to do with our lives. Calling is more specific to directions to fulfill that purpose. For example, I feel called to work with youth and inspired through sports.
That's amazing. About you, Peyton?
For me, it's creativity. Oh, hold on. For me, creativity is a way to express my faith. I believe God gives us talents for a reason, and using my art to share his love makes me feel purposeful. It's like I'm fulfilling a calling to inspire others through my work. To me, purpose is about using God's gifts God has given us to honor him and serve others. I find my purpose in art and music, and I believe that creativity can bring hope and healing. As it says in Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
I love that. I love that you share that you love creativity. Can you specify or elaborate more on your career of choice and why you chose that career, Peyton?
My career?
Yeah. What is your career of choice?
I want to be a travel nurse because I think I've always wanted to travel the world, but it's also, I want to be a nurse, and I think that's like a perfect way to do it all at once.
Combination.
Yeah, it is. I think being a nurse has a lot to do with serving, and you have to have compassion, and that's what Jesus showed us. He showed us throughout his walk here on earth, he showed us compassion. How to be compassionate and how to serve others. Gianna, what is your career of choice and why did you choose that career?
So I want to be a nurse practitioner, NP, because I just feel like being a normal nurse is too basic. But specifically, I want to be an emergency nurse practitioner, which is more like on your toes, more action type of work. So I like that because I feel like I can handle being under pressure. And I just feel like, I know it's going to be a lot of stress, but I feel like I can handle it. And I feel like I like being a nurse because I've always had an interest in helping people. And I felt like that was like one of the best ways for me personally to do so.
Okay. And what was your motivation to become a nurse practitioner? This question is for both of you. What was the motivation to become a nurse?
You can go first.
For me, I'm sorry. I really think becoming a nurse, I used to want to be a doctor, but I always got told, like, doctors, they don't do as much as nurses. Sorry, it keeps falling out.
Mine too.
But doctors don't do as much as nurses do, and nurses are like more hands-on and they're like more involved, if that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. The patients always see a nurse, and most of the times it's the same nurse. Doctors are asked to come in if there's an emergency or if there's a specific treatment that needs to be done. So I agree with you, Peyton, on that statement. Do you believe that this career of choice is related to purpose that God gives you?
For me, yes, because I don't know. Being a nurse, you get to like help people out, and I feel like God calls us to be servants and help people out, whether that's being a nurse or whatever you do. And I feel like it's the perfect way to help people.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like being a nurse is more than just helping people. You leave an impact on their lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
that's awesome. So, I mean, you guys seem like you have your career of choice set. Now, what advice do you give to those teenagers that don't know what to choose as a career of choice? They don't know what career they want to do. What advice, what has helped you in choosing your career of choice? And what advice do you give those teenagers that are still not yet sure of what they want to do?
I would say, for one, trust God's path for you. Don't let people motivate you to do something. Like, if a job, don't let somebody just say something and then have you switch your whole decision on what job you want to do. You have to make sure it's something you are happy to do for the rest of your life and something that you won't get tired of. And if you don't know how to make a decision, is really just trusting God's plan for you.
Right. Yeah, that's good. For me, I'll say, like, what helps me or what helped me decide, like, my career is kind of, like, think about, like, what you love doing right now. And, like, for me, it's, like, helping others. And being a nurse is, like, a perfect way to help others. And then also, it's kind of, like, where do you feel like God is calling you to be at in your life?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That's good. That's good. A lot of people think, you know, I don't know what I want. Or maybe they feel like they're going to fail in a certain career path. What would you tell those people, those teenagers that feel that they're a failure or disappointment and won't be able to achieve certain things in life?
I would say, I feel like failure, you have to look at failure at a different perspective, because a lot of people look at failure and just give up. But failure, if you don't fail, then there's no way you can be successful.
Yeah, kind of like failure also like makes you better, because like a lot of times, my mom told me this, sorry. It's like you never succeed without failing because like think of it as like many things that are like created a day. They have like you have to take multiple attempts. Like nobody gets it right on the first try.
That's right. That's right. I love the fact that every time Peyton's on a podcast, she mentions her mom. Her mom has been a great influence in Peyton's life. And she does not forget to mention or give honor to her mother, who has influenced good values in her. And I admire that and I applaud that. And I'm sure she's proud of you for doing that too. How can friendships and community help in discovering your purpose?
Really, it's like, one, your surroundings, because everyone gets influenced by like who they're surrounded by, whether it's in like a good or bad way. But if you have like a good like friendship or like good community, they can always like nudge you in the right direction. Like, if you, maybe your like career choice is like something that's like, not that it's like not realistic, but like something that's not for your best interest, or like people don't feel like it's for you, if that makes sense. But friendships can always help you look at it from a different way, if that makes sense.
Yes. I believe that, well, something that I've always heard growing up was that people see you by who you hang around. And I feel like that is like, that gives you reason to like watch who you hang around more, because you don't want like somebody who gets around just by being your friend to, for everybody to think that you're just like that. So I would say that really being careful in who you choose as a friend can make an impact.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Who you hang around with has the tendency of labeling who you are. And maybe you don't want to do anything bad and you're hanging around with a person that that's all they do. Then guess what? You're going to be labeled as a bad person. So you have to be wise and ask for discernment and wisdom from God to help you choose the circle of friends that you have and who to be around with. So another question is, what role does prayer play in finding your purpose and your calling?
I mean, prayer is kind of like how you talk to God. So like, if you don't pray about it, then like, I don't even know. Like, it's really like nothing to it, really. If you don't pray, then like, you're not really going to find your purpose. Because like, prayer is kind of like how you have conversations with God and like, how you like tell him like, okay, like, do you think, or like, nudge me in like the right direction or something like that. That's how like, you find, or you feel like God is like telling you like, do this.
Yeah. I'd say I'll give an example. So let's say that you're having an altercation with like a friend or a boyfriend, girlfriend, and there's no communication, but y'all just have beef. How are you supposed to figure out the problem or figure out a situation when there's no, like, you can't, there's no communication? So the same thing with you and God, like, you can't communicate with him if you're not talking to him.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. There has to be a certain communication, and God has to know what you want. And so you have to tell, although he has all knowledge of everything that goes on in your life, he likes to hear it from you. He likes to, for you to ask him and request things from him. So prayer is a way of talking to Jesus. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Kind of like God always already knows like how you feel, but it's like he kind of wants you to like say it because like, I don't know how to explain it, but like you declaring it means like you care about it, but God knows how you feel, but like declaring it is like it means more to him and it shows more.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. So how important is it to try different activities or roles while searching for your purpose or your calling in life?
Can you repeat that?
How important is it to try different activities or roles while searching for your calling or your purpose?
I would say God will hint to you or give you a sign that that's your calling. So I feel like trying other things, whether it's around the church or in your community, that trying things will not only, it will only, it will be fun because you're doing a lot of things. So there's really not nothing bad about that. There's no bad thing about trying new things. You never gain nothing bad from it. It's always going to be a positive experience. Plus, you'll find your calling because God will hint that that's what he wants you to do.
Yes. A lot of people at church, they don't know what they want to do or how to serve around church. And so my advice to those young people that don't know exactly what their purpose or the calling is, just to plug yourself in any area that you can be useful. And like Gianna says, God will show you that that is your calling. You will know. He will nudge at you. You will feel it. And so, but not doing anything around church or not serving, it's not going to help you find your purpose if you do not know it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like searching, it's important to like search too, because you learn so many things along the way when doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like not good. It's like really not good to stay in like one place either, or like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's not good to like stay and not do it, or like really just like not be involved, because like being involved, like you learn a lot more skills and like you find, I don't know, or at least I'm speaking for me, like you find like peace in all of it, like fulfillment in it.
I agree. Yeah. And there are some practical steps that teenagers like yourself can take to start their journey towards purpose. Can you guys mention some?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
There are some practical steps that teenagers like you yourself can take to start their journey towards purpose.
Well, you can start off by like finding something to do or go to youth, and that's like very an easy way to get involved in church.
Especially a good one where people come up to you instead of you having to go up to people to greet people.
Yeah. I don't know. I like our youth because like everyone, it's like a big family over there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I do love our youth. And it is like, our youth is like kind of like we're all cool. And like we all hang out even outside of church and stuff. But maybe like finding a youth or getting involved in like something in church or like a small group or something, or serving.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. That's good. And how about you, Gianna?
I was going to say the same thing. Going to youth. And it's like our youth is good too. So the fellowship, 7 p.m., pull up. And it's good because if we see somebody new, we automatically go and talk to them and say hi to make them feel welcome instead of having them feel alone. Because I know I've been to some churches where I go and I'm new and nobody talks to me.
Yeah, it's like you're the odd one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. You guys mentioned your youth group, and one question that comes to mind is, how has it influenced you going to youth services, and how does it change you or any other youth?
For me, that's like when it was youth, one night at like youth, it was like when I just started coming back. It was one of the wave nights. That's like where I found God and I met him. And so that's how like it impacted me. And I also will say, like, you going to church one time out of the week isn't going to help you get fed spiritually. And so the more you go to church, like, the more you're getting fed and the more you're getting closer to the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'd say the same thing. And also more just like you or church in general just unlocks core memories that you have for the rest of your life, yeah. Especially in youth. Like we do a lot of activities, whether it's at the church or going to another church, we just do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And those things can really leave like a big impact on you spiritually, because like you didn't experience that before you started going to church, and you come to church and I was just like, oh wow, I met God and he loves me more than a lot of people in my life do.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember like one time it was after the car wash, and I think that was kind of like where I felt like me and Gianna kind of got closer at, is like after the car wash we all went to the water park because we had a car wash to raise money for church camp. And after the car wash we all went to the water park, and I feel like that's where me and Gianna kind of got closer. And I feel like youth really just like gives you more friendships, and not only friendships, they're like friendships that you like need.
Definitely.
And yeah, it's like kind of like your youth for me, where my friendships, a lot of them are for youth, and they're like my close friends because they nudge me in the right direction.
Yeah.
Agree. I think going to church is not just you going into a church building, but it's getting to know Christ. You're getting plugged in with other like-minded youth that have the same morals and values as you. I know in school for you guys it's hard because the majority of the people around you don't have that same morals and values. And so sometimes we get pulled into things that are not edifying you spiritually as a teen, maybe due to peer pressure or whatever it is. But being plugged into the church, interacting with other youth allows purpose and perspective. God gives you that nudge or that urgency of purpose. It makes you feel purposeful. And so having a family in Christ is important. You feel like you have somebody that understands you. You feel like this is my place. I can be me. I don't necessarily have to follow what the world says. I can actually please the Lord and serve the Lord, and I won't be judged.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys feel?
Yeah. I feel like also like it's kind of like we all kind of like hold each other accountable, and like even if like we don't agree with each other, like we still all work it out, because like I don't know, it's like not really do we, yeah,
it's like, not like you don't feel embarrassed either when somebody from like that you're close with tells you something, you know that it's something you have to fix and you don't feel embarrassed yet.
Like it's not like you don't take it to heart, and it's more like they're just like looking out for you.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, it's not, like, necessarily, like, call out, but it's, like, that's not, you're acting, it's kind of, like, you're, like, acting worldly, and it's, like, they're, like, no, like, that's not what God wants you to do.
That's right. That's right. And so, just going over some practical steps that a person who does not know their purpose or is starting their journey towards purpose. Some practical steps may include journaling, and setting aside time for reflection, which we mentioned as prayer. Also, talking to a mentor or youth leader, like going to church, going to youth service, getting involved in local service, reading books or listening to resources that focus on discovering purpose and calling. Those are all steps that can help you figure out what your purpose is. But overall, prayer and reading the word gives you a lot of clarity on what your purpose is. Yes. So the other question I have, can you have more than one purpose in life?
Yeah, I feel like you can, because people have their whole life to live, and maybe there's certain sections in your life that have different callings.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I feel like that's like, yeah, maybe it's like not everyone has just like one purpose. I mean, like, maybe they're like similar, but just kind of like for like people in church, for instances, like their job isn't like just what they do on Sundays. It's like what they do during the week and on Sundays. And that's like what fulfills them, kind of.
Yes. Agreed.
You're absolutely right. And also, different seasons may call for different focuses, whether it's careers, family, ministry, or community service.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other question I have is, why have you guys chosen God as the main source towards obtaining your purpose? What is it? Why God?
Well, I feel like, well, for starters, I grew up with God. That's all I knew. That's all I ever seen. But that's not really the reason, because parents can't force religion on you. It's up to you what you decide or who you decide to follow. So I feel like it's just been church, going to churches and figuring out like that's deep. Like there was a few Sunday services where the pastor was just explaining my situation. I was just like, whoa, how do you know that? There's got to be some cameras around me or something. So I just feel like I can relate to a lot of other Christians that I didn't know I could relate to, and they're finding God, so I should be doing the same thing. And like, you don't hear a lot of other gods who have died for you. So
I kind of feel like for me, that was actually really good though, Gianna, I'm not gonna lie. But for me, it's kind of like my mom always, I grew up in the church because my mom always like worked in it. But I never felt like I like knew God. Like I knew of him, but I didn't feel like I have a relationship. Kind of because like what Gianna was saying, it kind of felt like forced. So like I kind of like stopped and like tried doing things my own way. But like once I got back into like church and got to know God again, it was like nothing was like fulfilling me before. And like now that I have like a relationship with God and I like talk to him, like it's more peace and like a better understanding, and it like changes your mindset and your character.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good. And Gianna mentioned something very important, which was just the fact that you go to church and you were raised in church does not indicate the reason why you serve God.
Yeah.
So there is something that has to happen for you to stay plugged in and stay in his presence and live for him.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
There's an encounter that has to happen. And when that encounter happens, you feel convicted. And when you feel convicted, you know that you have to serve your Lord and Savior for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like, you can go to church every Sunday and Wednesday, but there could still be nothing there. Yeah.
It's kind of like, for me, I feel like going to church doesn't mean, like, you're automatically, like, a Christian. Because, like, some people, they go to church, like, every Sundays, but, like, they just go. Like, they're not, like, it's in one ear and out the other. Like, you have to be willing to receive, like, the message and, like, willing to, like, listen and be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Gianna?
I was going to say there's a lot of negligence in the church, especially now with youth. People just go and then they be like, oh, they're Christians, and all their highlights are smoking, something. I'm just like, what?
Lukewarm,
like literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being a Christian is not, how would I say, it is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not something like you put on a costume and you take it off once you're out of church. And so there are many in the church that may not have had the conviction that has them see Jesus as a lifestyle. And therefore, you see a lot of putting on the costume and then taking it off once they're out of church. Because once you have a conviction and once you have that encounter with Christ, you want to live for him for the rest of your life. It's not like a one day thing. And then on Sunday, I repent. And then the rest of the week, I go back to my old ways. When there's a true conviction, you want to live for Christ.
Yeah. For me, I feel like when you realize what's wrong, like what you're doing is wrong and like you're sinning, it's like you have to repent about it. But it's one thing to repent and then keep doing it over and over again, because then it's kind of just like you really don't care because you're not making a difference. But once you realize what you're doing is wrong and you own up to it and then you repent of it, it's like realizing your mistakes really and then growing as a person kind of.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I feel like a lot of people have the mindset of, oh, God is so forgiving, so I'm going to just do this and ask for forgiveness. No, yeah. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
He forgives you, but he doesn't forgive you. You shouldn't go into something bad just assuming he'll forgive you every single time.
Yeah, kind of like having a bad mindset about it or like the wrong mindset.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to take advantage of God's grace and mercy.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it and, oh, they think, oh, God is not going to. He's going to forgive me. And maybe he does. You know, God is a merciful and forgiving God. But God knows your heart. God knows the intention of you doing the same sin over and over again. He knows that you're taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
There's no deceiving God. He knows all. Yet, I know throughout the taking advantage of him, he forgives and he has mercy, but we are not to do that because he knows your heart. Yeah. He knows your intention.
Yeah. Like today I was reading the book of Genesis earlier, and it was talking about, how basically Adam and Eve sinned. God already knew what they had done, but he still asked them, like, what did y'all do? And then they confess. And at that moment, he could have taken everything that he created away, but he decided to instead just give us what the labor pains. And but he could have really just ended the world right there. He could have said, you guys sinned, so y'all don't deserve this these things.
I feel like our God is like, he's such a forgiving God. And I feel like for me, I'm like, I've really been trying to like remember that, because like it's not good to like hold grudges. And for me, it's really hard, because like no matter how angry you are, you always should forgive. You maybe like you don't have to like talk to them or like have, you know what I'm trying to say?
The same bond y'all had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like you should always forgive them, because it's like, one, it's not doing anything like holding anything. It's just like filling up like something in your heart that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But just like be forgiving about it, because God forgives us all the times for things, for sins maybe we don't even recognize on a daily, but
that's
like
right.
He still forgives us for it. Like he like literally died on the cross for us because he loved us so much and he wanted our sins to be like free.
And yeah. Stuff. I can relate to Peyton, because there's been times where people have done me or somebody I love really wrong, and I just did not want to forgive them. But then I had apologized, even though it wasn't necessarily my place to. I had apologized and we just stopped talking. It was nothing else after that. But at least I made peace with myself with that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Forgiving is key. When you forgive, you put your pride aside, and you do it because you want to please God. And you don't want to harvest any hate, any resentment in your heart.
Yeah.
It only does you harm for holding resentments and hate.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think, oh, not showing forgiveness to the other person is making you a bigger person. But it's the contrary.
Yeah. Kind of like hatred and bitterness, like my mom always tells me, like, forget about it, but like don't hold it against like anybody for their wrongs, because like, one, they're human and like everyone makes mistakes, and like there's always like a different perspective from it, and two, like you're not doing anything but like hurting yourself by like staying angry or like being bitter. And so it's always good to like forgive, even if you feel like you don't want to, because like you have to be graceful and just have gratitude towards people, even if like you don't feel like it.
That's right. That's good. That's very good. We're coming to the end of the episode, but I want to share a verse, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight.
Yeah,
that's good.
What do you guys understand by that verse?
I would say that the main message I got from that was to not trust in my plan, but to trust in his plan.
Yeah.
Because my plan is completely like irrelevant. Like I'm human and I don't know any better. I don't know anything for my future. Like God knows for my future. So my plan is literally irrelevant completely.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah, I've like really got the same thing from Gianna, in like what she said about our plans, they're never going to work out, because like our youth pastor was just talking about it last Wednesday. Like your plans may like work for a while, but eventually they're not going to like end up working in the long run, because That's not what God wants for you, and it's not what God has. That's not what your purpose is.
Yeah.
Amen. And shout out to Pastor Josh. He is the pastor of our youth at the Fellowship of Texas City, and he is doing great things with our youth alongside Ronald, Claudia, who else? Angel. Thank you for working with our youth and supporting our youth. It makes a difference and it makes an impact in each and every one of their lives.
Yes.
Also, before we end, there's an invitation to our youth services. Can one of you share when it is and where it is?
It's 7 p.m. I don't know our address.
Yeah, I'm going to find it right now.
It's on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. in the gym, unless it's wave night.
Okay.
And the address is 2222 North Highway 146, Texas City, Texas.
That's right. And here we're seeing also that we have 3 services. One on Sundays, of course.
Hold up.
One at 8:15 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:45 a.m.
So y'all have no excuses not to come. We have 3 services.
And they do online services.
They do online.
No excuse at all.
Not at all.
Come check us out. We are a great family in Christ. The moment you step in, I know you're going to feel that you're at home. Because it's...
Everyone's so loving and welcome.
Yeah, so we welcome you.
So loving.
Like, literally, the people who... There's, like, a line of people who stand at the door just, like, greeting you. And it's, like... I don't even know this lady's name, but every Sunday I walk in and she always gives me a hug and like she's so sweet and she always compliments people.
Yes. And literally, I remember my first time coming to the fellowship. It was like a few years ago, like 3 or 4 years, I want to say. I walk into the church and I get greeted by the pastor and the pastor gives me a big old hug like he knew me from years. And I'm just like, who are you? But like, I felt so much love. Like, I've never experienced that at no church. So right. I'm telling you, you guys will feel so loved.
It's like one big family.
Literally. Yeah.
Come out, teens, if you guys want to check us out. We had a lot of activities at the fellowship going on. Pastor Josh is great. Everyone working with our youth is great. Come check us out. And Pastor Josh will love seeing you there. And there's a seat waiting for you to fill it. Also, I would like to announce that I know you guys are seeing like new graphics on the screen. We are revamping our ministry. It's BatistaMinistries.com. So if you see something different, or we're tweaking things, we're changing things, and just to deliver something unique and different to our viewers. We're getting better as time goes by, and of course God deserves excellence and 100%, minimum 100%. And so we thank you guys for tuning in. If there's questions or concerns, you can always leave it in the chat. Also, please support us. We are on most platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and others. So please support us. And just give us some love, the notification button and all those good things. And that's it. I mean, I think we can, let me see if I can share one last verse. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And with that, we're going to let you go. And just that's food for thought. And if you're still undecided on what your career is or what purpose you have, just submit it to the Lord. Allow Him to give you clarity. Allow Him to wisdom and discernment over your life. So God bless you all, and tune in next time.
Bye-bye.
Peace.